philosophy until the 18th century. For almost 500 years, it was the Jewish philosophic work. And all other philosophic works were written either to defend or attack the book. But no one could ignore the book. And it served as a rational counterpoint in Jewish belief. Because, as I'll point out to you, when we study the Ramban, this is the period of time when the Zohar and the study of Kabbalah become popular amongst the Jewish people. And that is the other end of the spectrum. That's the end of the spectrum. It has nothing to do with rationality. That deals in a world that we don't see. And therefore, these two opposite poles nevertheless were both able to strengthen and retain within the Jewish people most of the Jews who found solace and comfort in varying degrees, some in rationality, some in Kabbalah, some in a mixture of the two. It's a scale from 1 to 100, and you could really you could pick wherever, you know, some people that were 40 and some people that were 60 and some people that were 80. You could do whatever you want. Finally, the Rambam also, in his rational bent, the Rambam comes down very strongly on the side of freedom of choice. Now, I want to explain to you that Judaism believes one and the same time in two conflicting ideas. One idea that we all know is bashert. Things are, we usually say bashert when our stocks go down. When they go up, then, you know, then it's genius. But when it goes down, so they bashert, you know, you're fighting the fates. But things are preordained. And there are many references in the Talmud to preordained events. Who a person's first spouse, at least, will be, is mentioned in the Talmud as being a preordained matter. Other important things, person obtaining a position of communal importance, so the Medrash says that they announce it in heaven. So that's preordained. On the other hand, the basic bedrock of Jewish belief is that man is free to choose. There's freedom of choice. And everything that happens to a person is because of that freedom of choice. Nobody made you move to Morocco. Nobody made you do this or do that. The choice is yours. Having made the choice, then certain things occur. I mean, you can't move to Morocco and expect snow. But whether to move to Morocco or not is really your choice. So you have, again, let's say it, we have a spectrum of, let us say, 1 to 100. And number 1 is that everything is preordained. Number 100 is that it's all freedom of choice. The Rambam comes down like at 99. The Rambam says there certainly are things that are preordained, that are min ha-shamayim. And he deals with the problem, akol bidei shamayim, chutz miyira shamayim. Everything is up to heaven except the choice of being a believer or not. The Rambam deals with all of that. But basically he comes down with the choice that it's up to us. It's freedom of choice. It's a world of freedom of choice. And the preordination plays a very small role in life. Now, Jewish folkways have adopted the opposite viewpoint. We like things being bashert. First of all, it takes the onus off of us. It makes life easier to deal with. It excuses our errors. And it also gives us an intimacy with the Rabboni Shel Olam. Because, you know, God is pulling the strings. He's pulling the strings.